Banty concludes his lecture on the transcendental critique of religion by saying that first and foremost, actually, if we're going to apply this transcendental critique, we have to be applying it to our own spiritual practice. That we have to be looking to the extent that our spiritual practice has started to become habitual, and to the extent that it's still, well, his language is still helping us develop. And it sounds like a truism, right? But I suppose I'm just asking you to take it seriously for a minute. Right? Applying the transcendental critique to our own experience, does our practice and our moment-to-moment lived experience feel like it's moving us into that growing, opening, deepening, unfolding of our nature? And it's not an abstract question. I don't seriously expect an answer, actually. What it is an act of attention. It's a growing sensitivity to that potential in our own minds. And in the end, we have to start to notice whether or not our practice is a growing thing, and whether we really do have a sense of the vitality of it. In the end, I think, coming back to the FWBO, the real vitality of us as a spiritual movement is the vitality of our own practice. And the real vitality of our practice is this growing sensitivity to that unfolding awareness, our growing awareness that we have that choice, our growing experience of the conditions that support that growth. In the end, coming back to the title of the talk, breaking the mould is moving past what obscures that deeper experience and unfolding something that in our direct experience we know to have value.